on FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria peaking at 27 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 25, eMalahleni reaching a high of 24. The ANC says its National Executive Committee member Malusi Gigaba will have to step aside from organizational functions. He's officially been charged for his alleged involvement in state capture, specifically in a Transnet corruption case. Gigaba served as Public Enterprises Minister during the period in question and is being accused of accepting undisclosed cash from members of the Gupta family, and the state alleges that this cash was corrupt. ANC Secretary General Gilem Balula briefed the media on these and other issues in Johannesburg today.
We got the report towards this press conference. I didn't have a letter from Malusi, but from the ANC side, if Malusi is charged with corruption, he will have to step aside. He will do that voluntarily. It's consistent with the ANC policy.
In other news, the Northwest businessman and alleged political middleman, Brown Mokgotsi, testified before the Madlanga Commission today, and he told the commission that Police Minister Senzo Mchunu contacted him directly about arrests made at Stilfontein Mine last year. Mokgotsi claims the minister communicated with him because he allegedly had first-hand information before police received it.
There was a community meeting in Stilfontein where there was community members, CPF people who were involved. And he thought I would have known better because I was interacting with those people. They were saying the community was going to look and hunt till they find him. So he just thought I would have had first-hand information because I was in Klerksdorp that time.
Mchunu's Chief of Staff, Cedric Nkabinde, has told the Parliamentary Ad Hoc Committee in this regard that he facilitated two meetings between the minister and Mokgotsi. Speaking about that committee in Parliament, Professor Mary de Haas, a political violence monitor in KwaZulu-Natal, told MPs today that she'd gather horror stories from officers and community members about none other than the Political Killings Task Team. She's been doing research on the topic since the 80s and is involved with the University of KwaZulu-Natal. She says complaints against the PKTT fell on deaf ears.
They just come in and search without a warrant. They don't produce an order when they take our phones. This was common. This was a common allegation. I mean, this is illegal. And the fact that I reported to Parliament the illegal seizure of a phone without a court order, and they were still allowed to carry on doing it.
De Haas also confirmed that she wrote to the police ministry calling for the PKTT to be disbanded after receiving numerous similar complaints. News from abroad then. Last week, Italian investigators reportedly opened a probe into decades-old allegations that foreigners paid to shoot civilians on a sniper safari during Sarajevo's siege in the 90s. The event allegedly happened in a nearly four-year blockade during which the streets became a killing ground. What do you need to know about this? Hit jacaranfm.com, click on news. And finally, Deputy President Paul Mashatile says the people of Africa should benefit from her riches. He delivered the keynote address at the welcoming and opening G20 ceremony in Boksburg today.
We've got minerals, we've got arable land, and therefore we don't deserve to be poor.
That's it from myself, Malina Fouché, and the rest of the team. Have a good evening.